朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
两年半前 2.5 years ago， 师母跟我到台北山地少数民族当中去传福音。
Mrs. Lee and I have experienced a short term visit to Northern Thailand to work among the minority groups there.
我们到那个拉胡村去布道。
We went to this tribe of the Lahus.
言语不通。
We do not understand their language.
背景不同。
We come from different backgrounds.
文化不懂。
We don't understand their culture.
但是很快我发现我可以跟他们做朋友。
But very quickly I discovered I can be friends with them.
这是一个很特别的一个经验。
This was a very special and unique experience.
话语不通怎么能够做朋友呢？
How can we be friends when we can't even talk with one?
因为我发现每一次我主动地向他们展露笑容的时候。
Because I discovered whenever I take the initiative and smile.
他们马上就用笑容来回应我。
They will respond with a smile right away.
我们的语言不通，但是我们这个国际语言笑是通的。
Even though our actual words cannot communicate our feelings, the smile is a very useful communication tool.
几天在山上过了没有污染的生活。
Several days in the mountains without pollution.
从台北回到台北。
And I left Northern Thailand to go to Taipei, Taiwan.
我已经习惯向陌生人展露笑容。
I was used to smiling at strangers.
你知道我得到什么样的反应？
But you know what kind of reaction I got in Taiwan?
我若再多向陌生人笑的话，
If I smile more at a stranger in Taiwan,
我怕他们会把我送到高雄的龙发堂。
I'm sort of scared that they may send me to a sanitarium.
我想从台湾来的知道高雄佛教他们办了一个专门收容神经病人的一个地方，叫龙发堂。
Indeed, it was a place where they take care of psychiatric patients.
在美国叫做杜鹃窝。真的，我们看见今天世界到了一个地步，人与人没有任何的反应，没有什么感觉。
And yet, it's so sad that today there is very little true interaction between people.
事实上，主耶稣在讲这段话的时候。
Indeed, when Jesus was making these comments,
他是提到那一个时代的人对福音冷漠的一个反应。
He was describing the generation of that age in their lack of response to the good news.
同样的，今天我们去跟人家传福音。
Similarly, today, as we try to share the good news with people today,
我们跟他讲到吹笛，我们跟他提到举哀。他们完全没有任何的反应。
Whether we talk about the highs or the joys or the lows or the sorrows, we find that there's no response.
33节到34节，主耶稣用另外一个角度来描写他那个时代。
And then Jesus used a different example in verse 33 and 34.
他说：“施洗约翰不吃饼，不喝酒。”
He said, "John the Baptist did not eat bread or drink wine."
马可福音第一章告诉我们说他是吃蝗虫和野蜜。
In Mark, we were told that John ate locusts and drank honey.
他过一个离群所居止的出世苦行的日子。
He led a very solitary type of life beyond the world.
那个时候的人就批评说这个人是被鬼附的。
And a lot of people criticize his way of living and say he is demon possessed.
但是当提到耶稣的时候，
But when people then turn to Jesus,
说耶稣呢不像约翰，
And they say Jesus is not like John.
他不像约翰那样不食人间烟火。
He is not like John trying to refrain from the worldly foods.
过一个入世的一个正常人的生活。
Indeed, he led a very normal kind of life.
他们批评约翰是怪人。
They say John was weird.
他们批评耶稣是坏人。
But then they say Jesus is a bad person.
在这里我们看见什么呢？
So what do we see?
前面提到这个世界没有反应，没有感觉。
We see that this world had no response.
这个地方我们看见这个世界没有任何的标准。
And the second aspect is that the world has no absolute standard.
是不吃不喝好呢，还是吃和喝好呢？
We do not know whether we should be eating and drinking.
当我们在这个世界上生活的时候，
And as we live in this world,
我们不晓得怎么样何去何从。
We do not know what to follow.
在这个礼拜我看中央日报副刊看到一个这样的一个故事。
This week as I was reading the newspaper, I saw this article.
提到两个很喜欢抽烟的老神父。
That it talked about two fathers in the Catholic Church who likes to smoke.
他们两个是好朋友，可能是因为他们有相同的嗜好的缘故。
They are very good friends and they enjoy the same habits.
他们在闲谈。
And they were talking among themselves.
第一个神父就说。
The first one said.
可惜我们在念经的时候不可以抽烟。
It's such a pity that we cannot be smoking when we are praying.
那另外一个神父就问，那你到底问过罗马没有？
And then the second father said, well, have you ever asked Rome?
第一个神父说我们问过了，罗马说不可以。
The first one said, yes, we asked, and Rome says no.
那第二个神父说那就怪了。
And the second one says, that's strange.
因为我问过罗马，罗马说可以。
Because I have asked Rome myself too, and they said it was okay.
那到底你是怎么问罗马的呢？
So how did you ask Rome?
那个第一个神父就说。
The first one responded.
我问罗马。
I asked Rome.
念经的时候可不可以抽烟？
When I'm praying, can I smoke?
很清楚的一个答案，说不可以。
It was a very clear answer, no.
那第二个神父说，怪不得了。
And the second father says, oh, now I understand.
我是这样问罗马。
This is how I ask.
他说你怎么问呢？
How did you ask?
我问他的，我问罗马是这样问。
This is how I ask Rome.
我抽烟的时候可不可以念经？
When I'm smoking, can I be praying?
结果答案是说当然可以。
And the answer was yes.
当我看到这个笑话的时候
，As I read this perhaps as a joke，
我心里面有一种说不出来的感觉。
But there's a very strange feeling inside。
我们今天可以用不同的语言的游戏
，We can be playing word games。
我们落到一个毫无标准的地步
，Such that we end up with no standards。
你这样做也可能对，你那样错，那样做也可能错。
This is the way you do it. It may be right, it may be wrong.
主要的原因就是因为今天我们从相对的角度来看标准。
And that is because we do not have an absolute standard.
如果我们今天了解有一个绝对的标准的话，
If we understand that there exists an absolute standard,
我们知道每一个国家，
then every country
都有一个标准局。
They have a bureau of standards.
你不管是度量衡任何的一个尺寸或者这个衡量的那些容器
，They deal with all kinds of units of measure, whether it's volume or mass or length.
你要拿到标准局去调整
，You have to calibrate your instruments against the standards.
你就真正知道你的标准会设立在什么地方
，So that you understand whether your instruments are well calibrated.
主在这里给我们看见他对当时的时代的一个比方。
And this is how Jesus described the generation of old.
没有感觉，没有标准。
No response and no standards.
到三十五节，他说一句什么话
？And then in verse 35.
但智慧之子都以智慧为是。
Jesus said, "Wisdom is proved right by all her children."
很明显的，三十五节他在这里说的和三十一节所说的是相对。
It's very obvious that verse 35 is a direct comparison to verse 31.
三十一节是讲到这世代的人是怎么样。
Verse 31 says the people of this generation.
35节讲到智慧之子应该怎么样。
And then in verse 35 it says the children of wisdom.
智慧在旧约圣经里。
In the Old Testament, the usage of the word wisdom.
或者在耶稣那个时代。
Or even when Jesus used the word wisdom.
可以用那个智慧作为上帝的代名词。
It is another word for God.
所以换句话说，智慧的儿女是什么意思呢
？So when Jesus said the children of wisdom，
就是上帝的儿女。
We can interpret that as children of God。
前面讲到没有上帝的人
，In verse 31 we talked about people without God。
这里讲到有上帝的人
，But here is a different group of people with God。
非常明显的，这里有一个对照。
There's a very clear contrast.
如果今天的世代是一个没有感觉、没有标准的一个世代
If this world is a world with no response or standards,
今天我们在教会的里面，我们应该活出有感觉、有标准的见证生活。
Then today in the church, we should live a life with response and with standards.
但是我们今天受到一般世界风气的影响。
But perhaps today we are influenced strongly by what's happening in the world today.
我们发现今天在教会里面也有32节到34节那样的一个情况。
So even today in the church, we find the same situations as described in verses 32 to 34.
当教会要吹笛的时候
When the church wants to play the flute,
下面的弟兄姊妹不跳舞。
The brothers and sisters did not dance.
当教会要举哀的时候
When the church is singing a funeral march,
弟兄姊妹没有任何啼哭的那样的感觉。
There's no sense of wanting to cry.
另外一方面，我们也看到教会也变成跟这个时代没有什么不同，很容易有不同的挑剔。
And indeed, we find that the church is not much different from the world outside, that we can choose different standards for ourselves and criticize others.
而且我们很容易看一件事情，总是从阴暗、消极的角度来看。
And it's so easy for us to look at things from a negative point of view.
智慧之子都以智慧为师。
But the children of wisdom will be proved right by their wisdom.
智慧之子，上帝的儿女，我们应该是跟前面不一样。
But the children of God, the children of wisdom, should be different.
让我试着把32节到34节转一个弯，来对我们今天在主内的弟兄姊妹和教会有一些建议。
Perhaps I can paraphrase verses 32 to 34 as applied to the church.
求主，弟兄姊妹，求主。给我们他的标准，而带出真正一个属灵的感情出来。
So that God will give us His standards, so that we can indeed have the proper emotions and response.
上礼拜吴牧师在这里提到约翰福音十三章。
Last week, Pastor Wu shared with us from John 13.
当我回到家把约翰福音十三章再看一遍的时候
，And as I went home, I read John 13 once more.
当我读到34节。
When I read verse 34,
主耶稣说我赐给你们一条新命令。
Jesus said, I give you a new commandment.
请注意耶稣怎么说。
What did Jesus say?
他说我怎样爱你们，你们也应当如此相爱。
Love one another as I have loved you.
今天我们相爱不起来。
Today when we cannot love one another,
因为我们没有真正体会到耶稣对我们的爱。
Is perhaps a reflection on our inability to experience the love of Christ.
在我们的成人主日学，我曾经讲过这样一次的经历。
I have shared this personal experience with my adult Sunday school.
有一个礼拜三在晚上祷告会的时候
，One Wednesday prayer meeting.
当我们一起在唱一首诗歌
，As we were singing a hymn,
说 Jesus, I love you.
The hymn was Jesus, I love you.
还是说 I love you, Lord, 就是我们对神。是爱的一首诗歌。
It is a hymn that tried to respond to God, for His love.
当我在唱那首歌的时候
，As I was singing that,
我突然发现一件事情。
I suddenly was struck with a fact.
发现我的太太坐在我旁边。
I suddenly realized my wife was next to me.
李师母坐在我旁边。
It was Mrs. Lee.
然后我在她旁边大声的唱。
As I was sitting next to her, I was singing this loudly.
I love you.
I said, I love you.
但是他知道我说的 you 不是他。
But she knew what I meant when I was singing I love you.
这是个很可怕的事情。
Perhaps this is a frightening scene.
在太太的面前说 I love you, 但是 you 不是他。
Because you're saying you're loving someone other than your wife.
但是后来我又发现一件事。
And then I realized something else.
她也在唱。
She is singing it too.
她也唱 I love you.
She is singing, I love you.
但那个又不是我。
But that you is not me.
我们不是说男女之间、夫妻之间最怕就有第三者的介入吗？
Do we not say that between husband and wife, the most dangerous thing is a third party?
但是竟然我们两个人大胆到一个地步，我们两个人并排坐的时候把第三者拉进来。
But then we were so courageous that in public we can indeed draw in this third party.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我也没有吃醋，他也没有难过。
I was not jealous, she was not depressed.
我们越唱越起劲，我们越唱。
Indeed, the more we sang, the more reassurance we got.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为只有这一种对神的爱，在我们夫妻之间不只是没有威胁，而且带来更强的稳定感。
Because we know that our love for God does not threaten our relationship. Indeed, it reaffirms our relationship.
这就是为什么我们常常在家庭夫妇辅导的时候鼓励。弟兄姐妹跟神的关系要先建立起来。
And that is why when we do family counseling, the first priority is to ask the husband and the wife to establish a relationship with God.
当你跟神的关系好的时候
，When your relation with God is right,
你才真正懂得什么叫爱。
Then you understand the meaning of love.
你在不认识神的时候
，If you do not know God,
你以为有爱。
You think you have love.
但是那个爱不是真的爱。
But that is not true love.
因为圣经告诉我们说，神就是爱。
Because scripture says God is love.
所以当我们两个人越在神的面前表达对他的爱的时候
So as we are expressing our love for God in front of each other,
我们两个人能够更深的、切实的彼此相爱。
We can indeed truly enter into a true love for each other.
求主给我们他的标准，带出我们应该有的感觉和反应。
So we ask God to show His standards to us so that we can respond properly.
然后
，Then
第二，我们要用主所给的感情去传扬神的标准。
With the emotions from God, we can go and share His standards with others.
容许我再说一遍。
Let me say this again.
我们求主给我们标准，让我们有一个正当的、一个正常的反应。
We ask God to first give us His standards so that we can respond properly.
让我们用他给我们的感情来传扬他的标准。
And with the proper response and emotions, we can enter the world and spread His standards.
今年的复活节
This Easter.
破了我们教会二十年的记录
，broke our church's historical records。
我们把母堂、子堂聚会的人数，大人小孩都合在一起。
When we combine all the attendance, including children and adults from Lowell Church and this church,
二十年来第一次破一千人的关。
For the past 20 years, this was the first time that we broke the magic number 1,000.
二十年，感谢主，让我们有一个主日崇拜，我们能够超过一千人。
For that Sunday service, all the total attendance broke the record of 1,000 people.
有人很迫切地问我，到底超过多少？是一千多少
？And some were very curious, and they say.How many people were there over 1,000?
我们详细计算，我们发现复活节两边的人数加起来1,001个。
The total was 1,001.
我那天跟神说：“神呐，你的幽默感使我受不了。”
And I say, Lord, you really have a sense of humor.
我要说什么
？But what am I trying to say?
当我们看到人多的时候
，As we see the numbers increasing，
我们得意吗
？Are we then pleased with ourselves？
我们觉得了不起吗
？Do we think that we are something？
我们想想看，我们这一千人，比起在外面我们的同胞的数目，这一千算是多少
？Let us compare that 1,000 to perhaps just the number of Chinese right around our doorsteps。
我们这里一千个人，两个教会加起来。离开整个大波士顿的中国的人口实在是微乎其微。
Our 1,000 compared to the greater Boston Chinese population is much lower than 2%.
所以量虽然多，没有什么值得夸耀和骄傲的。
So there's nothing to be too proud of.
何况当量增加的时候，值的配合是何等的重要。
It's so important for us to increase the quality as well as the quantity.
求主把这两件事情给我们这个教会，能够加强这个教会的值。
So we ask the Lord to help us to increase our quality.
第一，求主把他的标准，把他的启示，把他的真理真的赏赐给这个教会。
That God will indeed give us His revelations and His truth.
第二
，Second，
让我们的感情在神的面前能够圣化
，so that our emotions before God will be sanctified.
让我们真实成为在主里面有感觉的人
，so that indeed we are people with feelings.
每一次我收到电话，听到弟兄姊妹家里面遇到什么变故。
Every time when I receive a telephone call and it concerns certain families having a perhaps crisis,
可能站在纯辅导的角度来看
if I look at this purely from a counseling point of view,
也许我不应该这样
perhaps I should not do that.
但是每一次站在一个牧者的一个立场
but then as a pastor,
有的时候我没有办法跟发生事情的家毫无关联。
It's very difficult for me to keep it as an impersonal level.
昨天我们收到一个电话
And yesterday I received a phone call.
提到林崇生弟兄脑出血
Talked about how this brother Lim has a hemorrhage in the brain.
但是接下来就没有消息
And then I didn't have any more news.
再三的打电话都是 answering machine, 都是没有办法跟他们联络到。
I tried to call their homes and all I got was their answering machine. I did not get any more news.
心里面非常的着急。
I was very anxious.
昨天到一点钟一直在思想这件事情，在为他们祷告。
And as I was praying for them and thinking about this incident late into the evening,
刚才上台以前
just before coming up on the pulpit,
听见英文崇拜的 David Yao, 姚正恩弟兄他的父亲我的好朋友姚国祥牧师在台湾胃里面可能有 cancer 要开刀
I just heard another news that the father of one of our brothers David Yao's father who is a good friend of mine discovered that he might have cancer of the stomach in Taiwan
弟兄姊妹我怕我的侍奉变成很职业化
Sometimes it's my fear that I would just become a professional in my service.
你有需要吗?
Do you have a need?
来，我为你祷告。
I can come and pray for you.
Amen. Next. 第二个。
And after I pray, I would say amen, and then I would say next.
弟兄姊妹，求主拯救我们，让我们这个教会不是落在这一种的光景。
But let us not be in that kind of a situation.
每一次想到我们要进到一个大的挑战，新的一个地方。
As I think about how we are entering into a new challenge, perhaps a new place,
有的时候我问主说：“主啊，我们真的预备好了吗
？”I ask the Lord, "Are we ready?"
弟兄姊妹，让我们预备好我们自己，才进到那个新的挑战里面去。
Let us prepare ourselves so that we can face new challenges.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。